Pastor, author, and Bible teacher Alan Wright.
Blessing you as the image bearers of God to produce lasting fruit that multiplies for generations and fills the earth with the spiritual riches of your own legacy. That's a paradigm shifting way to think about life in this world that's so oriented towards the instant.
That's Pastor Alan Wright. Welcome to another message of good news that will help you see your life in a whole new light. I'm Daniel Britt, excited for you to hear the teaching today in the series Increase, as presented at Renolda Church in North Carolina. If you're not able to stay with us throughout the entire program today, I want to make sure you know how to get our special resource right now available to you for your donation this month to Alan Wright Ministries. As you listen to today's message, go deeper as we send you today's special offer. Contact us at PastorAlan.org. That's PastorAlan.org. Or call 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. More on this later in the program. But right now, let's get started with today's teaching. Here is Alan Wright.
If you're ever in a kind of work that you can't see how it's fruitful, then it becomes drudgery. We've probably all done some of that. If you don't see the point of it. I was thinking back to in high school. One summer, I worked for the Greensboro City Parks and Recreation Department. I was at the J. Spencer Love tennis courts, and I think they hired too many of us kids that summer because there was not enough work to go around. There's only so much of the sweeping of the court or checking people in to come play tennis. And they were going to, later in the summer, resurface those soft courts. We call them composition courts, clay-like kind of court with this green sand-like stuff we call composition that's on it. And one day we showed up to work and there was this huge pile of that green composition. Just imagine a huge pile of green sand. And our boss came over and said, today, boys, we're going to need to move this pile of composition from here over to there, about 20 feet away. We were like, well, why? He didn't have a good answer. They said, well, we're going to be resurfacing the courts. We're like, well, we know we are, but we're not resurfacing them today. And he said, well, we just need to move this here, need to move it over there. And we all realized, this is drudgery. Just shovel it all day long into a wheelbarrow and then walk about 20 steps and dump it out. And we moved a pile of green sand. You are not made for the mere work of moving one pile from one place to another. You're designed by God to bear fruit. And the bearing of fruit is different than the idea of accomplishment. It includes that, but the very idea and the image of fruit has to do with fruit that is produced in a sense as a byproduct. So the Christian life is characterized, Paul says in Galatians, by the fruit of the Spirit, meaning where the Holy Spirit is, you can expect this kind of fruit will happen. Love and joy, peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because that's the fruit of being full of the Holy Spirit. It's Jesus's way of describing the productivity of the Christian's life in his discourse in the Gospel of John. At John 15, he says, I'm the vine, you're the branches, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. But he says this at verse 8, my Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. The will of God is plain. Be fruitful. Jesus says it even more plainly. This glorifies God that you bear much fruit. Much of the love and joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. much of the depositing of the kind of virtue that makes Christ exalted and makes this world experience the love of God in deeper ways and the impact of your life for the good of the world. You're not here for just drudgery. You're not here just to make money. You can do the things you want to do. You're here in the eyes of God to bear fruit. And that's the beginning of this primal blessing, the foundational blessing of your life. Be fruitful. I bless you, God says, so you can be fruitful. And I'm blessing you. We're blessing you. The leadership of the church is blessing you. 2024, be fruitful. I bless you to be a fruitful year. Really fruitful year. And multiply. So Adam and Eve, what I'm asking you to do is to take this natural picture of Adam and Eve who in the most practical sense are going to be bearing children and rearing children so that then children can then populate the world as there become other parents who then have children and so forth it goes. But the process for Adam and Eve didn't really look like multiplication. It looked more like addition. They had Cain, they had Abel, they had Seth. The Bible said they had some other children. So the multiplication was not something that began happening then. The multiplication began happening as time went by. So the imagery here for humanity's blessing is that there's something that starts small and seemingly slow that grows over time into something really big. That's why Genesis is just spilling over with the image of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Everything that God made operates according to seed time and harvest. And seeds take time to sprout and time to grow, and they have to grow and grow before their branches can eventually produce the fruit that within it has more seed that then can be spread, that then takes time to grow. But this is the plan of God. So you have to think about the seed. You have to think about an acorn and how little it is and how big the oak tree is. You got to maybe imagine how small the giant sequoia seeds are so that you could envision the giant sequoia. It's hard to even imagine a giant sequoia came from a little seed. How could it? But the plan of God is that the whole life of the giant sequoia is in the little seed, but multiplied. You do understand, beloved, you began as one cell. And I think we're made up of trillions of cells. Maybe something like that, but a lot. But it began, it's one cell. Do you see the genius of God?
That's Alan Wright, and we'll have more teaching in a moment from today's important series.
Embark on a journey of transformation with our Free Yourself, Be Yourself resource bundle. Imagine a shame-free life. No more self-condemnation. No more inward angst, wondering if you measure up as you soak in the message of healing grace. This empowering bundle includes Pastor Allen's landmark book, Free Yourself, Be Yourself, plus an accompanying resource guide and access to the exclusive companion video series. Act now. Support Alan Wright Ministries with your donation and step into the abundant life God has awaiting you as we send you this limited time resource bundle as our thanks this month.
The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Today's teaching now continues. Here once again is Alan Wright.
Be fruitful. That means you have, like, here's what fruit is. It's something that is savory to the taste, has nourishment for life, and then within it has more seed so that it can multiply. And you're made for that. That your life presents the savor and aroma of Christ. It brings something that is good. It is good. It is good for people, but it's nourishing for life to grow. And then within it, it has seed, so it has the potential of multiplying. Be fruitful and multiply. It means that if it's like a seed, it starts small and gets really big over a long time. But it also means that it always reproduces after its own kind. That's a motif in Genesis 1, Genesis 1:11. God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. Verse 12, the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw it was good. He liked this plan that everything reproduces according to its own kind. Verse 25, God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds and the livestock according to their kinds and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw it's good. That's a good plan. That's the way it should be. Orange seeds produce oranges. Apple seeds produce apples. And there'd never be a case where orange seed produces apples or vice versa. Which is really helpful when you think about the way that God's designed the world, because then you can begin to envision if there's something good in you, which there is, that God has deposited, that can be reproduced in the same kind. So this happens not just in the plant and vegetation and animal world. This happens in the spirit. It happens in families. And it's just stunning that it can happen like it does. But oh my, it just happens. It's God's plan. Football fans are all, they think about it, pretty amazed that Jim Harbaugh left the NFL head coaching position to come back to his alma mater, Michigan, because he wanted to lead them to a national championship. And he's been there maybe 5 years or something like that. And they did it this year. Came back. They kind of lost their former glory. They started building back, had a good season last year. And then this year, undefeated, beat Washington in the national championship last week, undisputed. National championship, Jim Harbaugh did it. Amazing. Amazing. The interesting person, too. But what's really amazing is that Jim Harbaugh has a brother who is the NFL head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh. What? How can that be? I mean, they were, at the same time, both NFL head football coaches. Well, their dad was an assistant football coach at several colleges while the boys were growing up. And then their dad went on to be the head coach at Western Kentucky. So dad, football coach from smaller places, two sons, both become NFL head coaches. Y'all, there are only 32 of these head coaches. The chance of becoming a head football coach is infinitesimal. It's like you're winning the lottery. You're not going to become a head football coach. And yet two brothers from the same father who was a football coach become. And here's the emotion. After the 2012 season, John, who's head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, Jim, head coach of the 49ers, I guess it was, they meet after the 2012 season in the Super Bowl. The brothers are playing against each other like they're in the backyard playing football like they were kids. How can something like that happen? Somebody's tried to estimate the possibility of that statistically, and I was trying to look it up. You can't estimate it because there are only 32 NFL football coaches and there are billions of people on the earth, and it just doesn't, how could it, multiplication. God set it up so things get multiplied, right? And he set it up. Listen, he set it up so it gets better. I remember years ago when I was observing sometime a parent that was just cursing their child, their little child. And you know me, that I just like, I live to bless, right? And to watch a parent just cursing their child, and I'm just watching it go into the little child. And the child, and I'm just like, Lord, why would you give so much power and authority to a parent to shape the child's heart and soul? And almost audibly, I heard the Lord say, I didn't do it with curse in mind, but with the blessing. And the blessing of God is the amazing, sort of mystical power and virtue of God's life itself that is designed to increase through the generations. That's really, like, when I was giving you a natural picture of that, like assistant coach and then head coach at Western Kentucky, two boys, NFL. That's actually the way God, he designed things to increase. Everything good, God made it to increase and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. And this is in the realm of the Spirit, what Paul says in Galatians 6, do not be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. This is particularly helpful when you're wanting to know how to treat people. All you really have to do is think about what kind of fruit you'd like to see emerge in their life. That's really all you have to think about. And then you plant that sort of seed. That's really all you have to do. So, parent, your child is acting impatient all the time, and you want patience. So what's the kind of seed you need to? You got to sow patience into the impatient. Because this much is true. Beloved, you'll never get an apple by planting an orange seed. And you'll never get love by planting hate. You'll never get kindness by planting disdain. You always plant because everything reproduces according to its own kind. And it sort of simplifies things. Take your flesh out of it. Take your flesh out of it that wants to repay evil with evil. What kind of harvest do you want? This is why God says, do not repay evil with evil and do not be overcome by evil, but overcome it with good. Plant the opposite seed. That's the wise farmer, right? Don't want to plant weeds. And so God, over and over through Genesis, is saying everything reproduces according to its own kind, and that's good. But when it comes to humanity, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image. Now he's speaking as the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is new language. This is to say, all the vegetation and all the animals, they reproduce after their own kind, but there's something even more magnificent here. It is my image in the world. It was a common custom in the ancient world for kings to put icons and statues and etchings of themselves everywhere throughout their kingdom, right? This is what we find in archaeology, because the king was saying, I want my image everywhere so everyone will understand it's my reign and my kingdom. And it's that image that God's using here. He's saying, I want my image all over the earth, and this, the pinnacle of my creation, is my image. It would change everything in our lives if we could simply get this and wake up in the morning and think, I'm the image of God on the earth. Wow. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Fill. So God creates and he blesses. He forms, then he fills. He makes something good and increases it. So how can something increase that much? Adam and Eve weren't going to fill the earth with their own children, but if the children have children, and those children have children, and those children have children, and those children have children, then it could fill the earth. He's talking about the kind of growth that we call mathematically exponential growth. That's how something gets full, right? And so as we're thinking about all of this, and you're thinking about your impact, not just now, but for generations to come, the people that you invest in, the way that you parent or spiritually parent, the acts of mercy, kindness, love, prayer that you pray, all of this like seed that is designed by God, this is planned for it to grow exponentially, become vast and fill the earth. It's just hard to wrap your mind around this kind of exponential growth. The legend, so it goes, of a king of India who was excited that one of his ministers, his math minister, had invented the game of chess. And so he asked the mathematician to name what his reward would be. And the mathematician said, oh, just anything humble, he said. The king said, no, no, I'll give you up to a quarter of my kingdom. No, the mathematician minister said, he said, I have no interest in such things. He said, I tell you what I would like. Just one simple request of the king, that you would place one grain of wheat on the first square of the chessboard. And then on the second square, place two grains. And on the third square, place four grains, and so forth until you, by doubling it on each successive square, until all of the 64 squares are covered. Your Majesty, I'd ask for nothing more than this. And the king said, why, certainly, such a humble request.
Alan Wright, today's good news message, Fill the Earth, in our series, Increase. Pastor Alan is back with us in the studio as he shares his parting good news thought for the day in just a moment. Embark on a journey of transformation with our Free Yourself, Be Yourself resource bundle. Imagine a shame-free life. No more self-condemnation. No more inward angst, wondering if you measure up as you soak in the message of healing grace. This empowering bundle includes Pastor Alan's landmark book, Free Yourself, Be Yourself, plus an accompanying resource guide and access to the exclusive companion video series. Act now. Support Alan Wright Ministries with your donation and step into the abundant life God has awaiting you as we send you this limited time resource bundle as our thanks this month.
The gospel is shared when you give to Alan Wright Ministries. This broadcast is only possible because of listener financial support. When you give today, we will send you today's special offer. We are happy to send this to you as our thanks from Alan Wright Ministries. Call us at 877-544-4860. That's 877-544-4860. Or come to our website, pastoralan.org.
Back here in the studio to share Pastor Alan's parting good news thought for the day. And on Fill the Earth, and this is really going back to the original, right? The Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
What would the kids say? The OG. And so if we're thinking back to that original blessing, and I'm sitting here with the pastor who has written so much on blessing. Where do we go from here? Where do we take this?
Well, the first thing is just remember this, that God's first words of instruction really were a blessing. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Subdue it and have dominion in it. And it's remarkable that God would so partner with humanity, that he would look and say, wow, this creature, these human beings that I've made in my own image, this is so wonderful. I want to just do it again and again and again and again, right?
Yeah.
And there's something about that, that if you'll just stop and think about it, it really will take your breath away, because it means that despite how marred and broken creation is, it means that God wants to fill the earth with his image. And in Christ, we're the restored image of God, and he wants to fill the earth. But it's not going to happen in a short span. It's going to happen over the long time. It's going to happen over the generations. And he looks at it for the long game in mind.
Yeah.
And we tend to look at it with the short view. So take the longer view and know that the small seeds that you plant today all have the potential of filling this earth. It's a beautiful thing when you begin thinking about your impact for generations to come.
Today's Good News message is a listener-supported production of Alan Wright Ministries.